This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright.
Happy Monday.
So pass the bong and let's all get high.
AD.
It's another great day for drugs.
Andy Dick.
It's raining hard outside. Uh-huh. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Hey, Dick.
It's another great day for drugs. My girlfriend's cat just died.
Mr. Dick.
So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Dickman.
It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Andrew Dick.
Loving you.
Mama Dick.
Very nice.
Daddy Dick.
But not as nice as drugs.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I got your candy right here.
You? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
I stand by for homosexual Joseph, but first...
Oh, boy.
What is it about chicks? Seriously.
Hey, can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Why is it I feel that when I'm living my life that it's a somehow I'm going through a replay of things that have happened to me before?
Mm-hmm. Probably understandable.
I must have talked about my girlfriend today. With, I gave the first couple of segments, talked about her going to Paula Deen, mm-hmm. talked about the how she gets along with my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned how we watched the game.
Right.
Mentioned about the thing with the kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. I go to the phone during the break. It says, missed call from Janet.
Huh? Right.
I call up and go, hey, sweetie, what's happening? She says, all I know is I get in the car and I hear you calling me a monkey.
That's the part
that's
she
all
heard.
Now, there has to be, seriously, there has to be some sort of rule that our significant others only hear the one thing that can, out of context, mind you,
it's like a radar.
Be negative. It works that you know what?
I said to her, you know, not that I live my life here with Janet, with Frida, with whoever to kiss their ass, but I said, you know, I do love Janet, and I try to convey that. And
you do.
You know, I know she doesn't know about this life, and she doesn't know about being talked about on the radio. But Jesus Christ, honey. I mean, you know, there's like 40 minutes of good stuff. And then the one thing, and I'm sorry, but you did piss me off about the kneel down thing.
Well, I understand what you're going through, because the Paula Deen thing was positively glowing.
Yes.
I mean, coming out of you. You were talking about really how brave she was and how she doesn't get fazed by this. And I was kind of thinking that she's pretty cool to be doing that. I was listening
to that. I said to her,
part.
Do you, Miss Call In, how much of the show have you heard today? Well, I heard you talking about Judy, and then I just heard you say, compare me to being with a monkey.
The monkey part. Uh-huh. I mean, if you take the monkey part out of context, that's the
100%.
That'd be the one thing that even approached it, and even that was just silly.
Yeah, I agree.
Goofy, yeah.
We all commiserate with you because we all deal with the same thing. I sometimes wonder how Rob is able to walk in his door at night sometimes, you know, but he does it. You keep that from us, do you? You don't come on the air and discuss the what Don just
repercussions.
No, the repercussions of what exactly you've gone through.
Luckily, a monkey has a longer attention span than my wife.
See,
and oftentimes right she's moved on.
God, does he have balls?
He'll get away with that.
He does.
Have fun at the concert tonight.
He does.
She's going to see the Police.
How many years has it been? You know, with debriefing and really just getting her head around the fact that because you don't say what you say and then walk in with total impunity when you
she doesn't listen much anymore.
Right.
We had one huge blowout probably about 9 years ago, and it involved details of our bedroom life.
Ah.
And she drew the boundaries. Yes.
Okay.
And she knows that, you know, I won't cross those boundaries, and she knows that I will beat her.
Oh God! Oh God!
Oh, you!
I remember that. I know that. I know what we're not supposed to. Don't worry.
Right, but yeah, that
yeah,
was
I know.
That was a ripe young evening.
Mm-hmm. You don't? Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, I think is it the
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
move on.
Yeah, I know. All right, I will.
Now, don't want to ruin the concert.
You want to know his Achilles heel? There you go.
There it is.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
That's like kryptonite. That is like kryptonite for you, isn't it?
Well, when she lays
you
it
were
out.
Very, yeah, I remember that 9 years ago, and I just will tell you one thing. You were very brave.
Thank you.
You were very brave that day because I believe you were commiserating with me.
She lays it out, and, you know, as long as I can stick to those rules, I can say some pretty horrible things and skate free.
So that was the end result of the blow-up is that you got the parameters.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I imagine that certain areas and certain moods, if they were to ever intersect, there may be trouble.
Mm-hmm. See, now,
I think everybody out there listening should know, as Tom Gavin would say, that we really do walk that line. But you more should, Don than anybody else.
But he should tell you, he's not being honest, that I don't know what it was when you were giving one of your pep talks about marriage last week. Carrie did call you during the break and said, I hope that was a bit.
Yeah
but right. You know what? Nothing was ever said at home. I didn't say it either.
That was the end of it.
Really?
Oh, my phone's ringing. Hold on.
Is it really?
Wow. They all do. They all have the radar.
Hello?
Oh, he ain't talking.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Oh, that was very quick.
Don't talk about.
No, it's not that.
Really?
No, it's something about last week.
Oh, something totally unrelated?
Well, no, quite related. So do let's move on.
Gotcha.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
We all honor each other in that regard.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, you guys. Hey, I moved here. I live in Omaha, Nebraska. I moved here from Washington, D.C.
Congratulations.
There you go. And I just want to thank you guys for...
you're welcome.
...casting here. I'll tell you what, it's... Bye!
Nobody interacts with the listeners like the Don and Mike
That's
Show.
Right. We keep it short and sweet. He was thanking us just for being us.
Well done. You said you
No need for any extraneous details at all.
We knew that's what he was going to say. Mm-hmm. Let's just cut to the quick.
Absolutely.
And let's find out what's new with homosexual Joseph. Oh,
yeah. Homo Joe!
Let's bring him in now.
He's bringing in a meat tray.
Joe, of course, is queen of Homovember on the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. There, look at him. There he is. There
looks
he
like
is.
A turkey.
There he is. Homo
there he
Joe.
Is.
As you know, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving this year, the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Big Homovember show with Joe and 10 gay men.
Yes.
All of them enjoying a very gay Thanksgiving live on our show with wine and poppers and whatever
usual.
Else.
And the like.
And the like.
And great food.
Yes.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, with great food.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, oh, you're not doing it.
No, yes. Yes,
you
I am doing it. I'm asking for something here.
Hank's
yeah.
Look Around Cafe.
I'm, you got to give the regular name, you know. It's
Mike O'Meara's
you
know. Show Bar.
All right. Oh, you know what? We can do that. The Look Around Cafe will get you burgers. The show bar will get you like
all right, O'Mara's.
Hey, turkey dinner with all the fixing.
See how easy that was.
I've already checked it out. I'm talking about mashed potatoes, turkey.
Good.
And, you know, it's going to be cold.
You need stuffing.
But yes, stuffing. Oh, God.
Plenty of that.
Oh, dear.
So, Joe, first, great to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
Glad you're doing okay. Glad you're going to be part of our Homovember. Joe, first question I have to ask you. I remember the last time that we saw you in person, you were involved with a guy that was beating the crap out of you.
Yes.
Right? What's up with that?
It's the guy with the dog, right?
Yeah,
the whole thing with your dog.
Dog.
He killed your dog.
He ended up coming in to BWI Airport and with a little bit of drugs and got caught and ended up in jail. So,
oh, well, it's
he went away.
Happy ending.
Yeah, happy ending.
How about that?
Not
yeah.
the kind of happy ending that we normally talk about when you're on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of drugs?
They're crystal meth.
Oh, that's the best
stuff.
Oh, so
the good stuff, yeah.
So that probably contributed to his whole temperamental
violence.
Thing, you know.
So good. Did he have them hidden in his butt?
I don't know where he had them hidden. But I'm glad he's out of my life.
Wow.
Know, good
so good to see you.
So you're going to be the hostess with the mostest,
I
then,
will.
Right?
I'm going to give everybody Homo Joe boxers because they should wear them because they have the little heart.
Homo Joe what?
Homo Joe
the
boxers.
Boxers.
Oh, Homo Joe boxers.
Instead of Joe yes, boxers.
So they got a little
pants.
Heart so they know what to do things in case they're young
oh,
you know,
my.
And don't know.
Wow.
Joe, what type of man, ideally, we're going to get 10 solo strangers, men who are single, looking for love? What type of guy would you like to invite down? Well,
I think we need to have a combination of the pitchers and the catchers. Otherwise, you're going to have, if you have all catchers, you're going to have a bitch fight.
Oh, my God. How about demographically, Joe?
Well,
Jesus.
Well, that is demographic. I think we should be very diverse. You know, have a little bit of Afro-American. We should have some Spanish. We should have some Caucasians.
Right.
You know.
Okay. What about age-wise? What are you looking for?
I think we start with 14.
Stop it. Stop it.
Aren't they have to be of legal age? You know?
Yes.
I really don't care personally, but,
21.
You know.
21. Okay. 21. That is that the rule? Yeah, 21. Right.
So I think with their emails, they just tell us if they're a top or a bottom, you know, and what they're looking for in life and what they look like, and we'll take it from there.
What's the oldest that you would like?
21 to where, yeah.
What do you think, 40?
Joe, it's up to you.
I say 40. Let's
but
go
how
40.
Old are you, Joe?
I just turned 55.
55. Well, why don't you, how about you, take it up to five, double nickels?
Okay, double nickels, yeah. Okay.
All right. 55, 21 to 55.
Okay, there you go.
Good.
Now, does body type matter?
Well, you have these standing models, as I call them, the bodybuilders. So it's like, you know, I lost all my weight up really good.
Right.
And everybody liked me. Then I gained my weight back. They don't know me anymore. But, you know, body type doesn't matter to me because it's what's inside the person.
See, I mean, gay men, notwithstanding, men are men. And men, it's the visual thing.
Right.
Well, so you get, now that you've gained a few pounds, you're not doing as well as you used to
do. I'm not scoring, as they would say. Yeah. But, you know, they look at what you have, what you're driving. Where you went to school.
Just like checks.
And how much
okay.
It's like they do the resume before you even get to the date.
Okay. All right.
Does size matter, boy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Not to me, though.
Oh, dear.
Size doesn't matter to you?
No.
What's the number one quality when you're out looking for
somebody
a man?
Somebody's honest. Somebody's honest to communicate. I mean, that's important.
And right.
You don't have a lot of that in the debate community. It's like, you know, how are you? Let's go to bed. You know?
It's a little too quick.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, Joe, you are Mr. Quick, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you're the poster boy for that, though.
Yes, I have.
Currently, are you in any kind of committed relationship?
Actually not. I'm very single and loving it. You know?
Loving your singledom.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Very good. All right.
Got a lot going on at work.
When's the last time you did something that some might find repulsive?
Okay, that would be in July Cape Gay.
Cape Gay?
Yeah.
Is that like Cape May?
Yeah, that is Cape Gay.
July.
So you mean it has been since July?
Yes, yes.
Quite a drought.
That's wow.
Okay. But it's like I didn't need it because I was focused on other things. I've got my job has changed in my function of what I do at work, so I've been really focused on doing that.
All right.
Been doing a lot of traveling with work, so it's okay. You know, I'm quite content.
So, Joe, can we throw you out there and maybe get 11 guys down here on Thanksgiving?
That'd be fine.
Well, find a special man for Joe as well.
So it'll be Joe and his person, and then 10 other guys.
Right. So what you want to do is
so it'll be 12 total, right? 12 total, including Joe.
If you're gay and you know it, clap your hands and send us an email to donandmikewebsite.com if you're in the D.C. area and you would like to be part of Joe's Homovember on the day before Thanksgiving.
What is the dress code, Joe, for the fabulous Thanksgiving
at
feast?
At least at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Hobo Joe boxers. Casual.
Casual?
I think it'd be casual because you never know.
And I guess we need to include in the email your age and whether you're a top or
bottom. Top or bottom. Oh, my.
Catcher or pitcher.
Oh, dear.
Will there be kissing?
Well, I hope to. I hope to see if we can have that.
Oh. Yes.
Me too.
Me three.
Yeah.
And we'll throw a little bit of good stuff out there for them, too, for educational purposes, in case they're really young and new and closeted.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be, it's the whole safe thing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
All right.
We should get a picture
of
Homo Joe up on the front page of our website.
Absolutely.
So Joe can advertise himself.
Yeah. Right.
I like what's on the website now. It looks really nice.
It's a shame. Yeah, I mean, the two guys hugging.
Yeah,
it's a shame that we don't have the you know, the pilgrim outfit. That would be wonderful to put Joe in the pilgrim suit. You know, that would be delightful.
Or the turkey suit.
Right. Right.
How about an Indian?
You know, Don, this is just a thought. I'm spitballing here. I'm thinking out loud. But, I mean, you know, we are going to be busy down here in the studio. But I know that there are going to be continuous reports required from an independent source.
And constant.
I was thinking that, you know, he hasn't been here a while. He was here just last week. But I would think it would be a good job for a former intern.
Are you thinking of Matt?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of, you know.
As a matter of fact, we think he might be gay.
Right.
I saw his picture. I thought that, too.
And I to have him up there the whole time reporting periodically. And, you know.
May I spitball as well?
Okay, go right ahead, please.
I would like Matt's outfit to be a Chippendales dancer.
Ah, very good.
Shirtless, yep. Shirtless with a vest.
With maybe like jeans or tuxedo pants.
The bow tie. What, Joe, yep. What would you like?
Or maybe, bow tie. Bow tie.
About the tearaway basketball
there
pants.
There you go. Exactly. And a tearaway shirt.
Well, I think we'll try to get Matt the intern, you know.
So listen,
Matt the Pollock.
All of you queers and steers out there should know this, that we are a fag-friendly show, and,
yes.
Despite what we say. Come down, everyone. We'll have a wonderful time. We do embrace the gay lifestyle.
It's Homovember.
We want this to be our gayest Thanksgiving ever.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's going to be the beautiful matriarch of the entire thing. You're going to be like the Miss Ellie. Of our Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like what the beach houses. We had so much fun at the beach house.
I think really a nice touch might be for you to, you know, in some of those shops that you like to frequent. I'm sure they have aprons, right?
Oh, yeah.
Specialty aprons.
Oh, absolutely.
I could see you like, you know, with like a nice shirt, your sleeves rolled up, wearing the apron. Give it that homey Thanksgiving touch.
This apron has a hole in it.
What type of?
That's called the glory hole.
What type of pie will you be requiring?
Hey, what type of pie, Joe?
What type of pie?
I think pumpkin and apple.
Pumpkin and apple. Okay, absolutely.
Traditional.
Very, very good. Very
we will make it happen. We're looking forward to having fun with you. Catered through Mike's Restaurant, O'Mara's. We'll have booze. I think we're going to have absinthe here on that day.
Wow. I think that'd be great.
So gay men only, please. Single gay men.
This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
21st. Mm-hmm.
Email us at donandmikewebsite.com and look for the picture of Homo Joe. Just click on the icon and let us know what's happening.
Very good.
All right, get out of here. We got
all right, super. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks,
see you
Joe.
Later.
I'll tell
you
about it.
Good to see you, man.
There he goes. He will be very happy come Thanksgiving Day.
An excellent hostess.
Homosexual Joseph.
Always good to see him. Looks good.
Yeah.
He's not gotten it since July.
No. In Cape Gay.
It's July, boy.
Boy, he's ready to go.
Sure is.
He certainly is, boy.
Did you hear him out in the hallway? I was talking to him about Janet. It's like talking to a girl. Really it is. He said, oh, you know, I understand her point of view. Have to understand. It's not easy to turn the radio on, boy.
It's his sensitive side.
Someone talking about you, boy.
He's a sensitive guy.
All right, so send us the emails, if you would, please. Is Joe taking his picture right now?
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Right now.
Joe?
Yes?
He looked away as he snapped the picture.
You get a good shot of Joe?
Oh, yes, Don. I got a great shot of him.
Oh, love it when Joe does the gate.
Another good character voice. Joe, usually the pictures, do it against the picture, the wall where the John Wayne picture was, because the lighting is better.
Okay.
It's more flattering.
Mm-hmm. See if Joe.
I like it when he takes direction too from you. Okay.
See if Joe will take his shirt off.
No.
Homo Joe.
There's a lot of mutual respect between Joe and I, and that's why it works so well.
I would like Homo Joe, if possible, in the Mr. Clean pose.
Ah, very good, yeah.
Shirtless.
Arms folded.
Folding his arms.
Right. I'll get an earring.
Doesn't he have one?
Does he?
I know he's pierced.
And we'll leave it there.
All right, well, that picture, I guess, is being taken.
Yes.
As we speak.
Uh-huh. Look for it on the power washing website.
We'll have a good time.
I like the behind the scenes.
I think that's it.
Awkward silence. No hugs?
Joe just put the headphones on.
Or is that his Time Life operator headset?
That's his headset.
It's his headset, yeah.
Rushing to get that on the internet, Joe?
It's going up right now.
He's on it.
Neo.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Have you noticed how much faster the website is, though, since
Joe's been running it? Oh, it's fantastic. He's doing a great job.
I think you had a spam email up there, though, today, Joe.
He's not. I don't handle the emails.
Who does?
I do.
On the spam email
on the website?
I think one was posted up there that looked like spam to me.
I'll take care of that right away.
Why don't you please?
I think we're going to have to really negotiate when we're doing this contest the spam emails from the real ones, because I know that I've gotten some at my own computer.
Yes.
that go along with our Thanksgiving theme, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of those are floating around.
I'm with you.
You visit those sites, you're going to get those emails.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what's up?
I was just curious, how old is Super Dave? Is he eligible to go?
He's down in New Orleans, and he probably won't be coming back for the holiday.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, but Super Dave is straight.
Yeah, he likes the ladies. Always hangs out at the various bars with women with short skirts and short shorts.
He likes the poontang. Oh, we got a break. We will find out what the Patriots are screaming about now. You know, they're still the Patriots are pissed about the game yesterday.
All I saw was the headline, and I haven't gotten into it, the cheating. They're accusing the Colts of cheating.
No, this is not a joke.
Really? No, it's true.
Patriots complain about crowd noise.
Huh. Oh.
Like they don't have enough going for them.
Tell them to go out and play in Seattle.
The New England Patriots.
12th man.
What does it say here? Hold on. Rob, Jesus Christ. Seriously, I know my eyes are bad, but Mike, take a look at that. I mean, someone with 20/20 vision would need a magnifying glass you could kill ants with to read that.
Microscopic.
The NFL is looking into allegations that the Indianapolis Colts piped in noise during the game Sunday between the Colts and the Patriots.
Keep going.
The charge comes.
He's doing it without glasses.
After the Penguin Patriots said Mambo dog face to the banana patch. No, this really is. This is like what you would see on an aspirin bottle.
Blow it up, boy.
I'll blow it up real good.
Blow it up real good.
And then, of course, very easy to read, the column on the left side. That seriously looks like you need 3D glasses for it.
Sure does.
Scary stuff there.
Hold on. I have a bulletin coming out.
Oh, dear. It's been a stressful show so far.
Wow. You know what that says? That says, I love you.
Spray that spray, and then, as Buzz says the other day, someone will be fertilizing the orange grove.
Some monkey just caught a fart in here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.